Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Saturday afternoon's card at Del Mar. A couple of stakes races on the docket, the local prep for the Pacific Classic, the San Diego Handicap, and three-year-old fillies. Their series gets underway in the San Clemente. The opener on the dirt will be three-year-olds and up, fillies and mares in for starter allowance, going the two-turn, one-mile distance. Kick it off with the 3-1-5 from the rail, Mongolian Empire, making a fifth career start. Debuted nicely at Santa Anita in an off-the-turf race, and then most recently also at Santa Anita going a mile on April 20th when last seen was placed first through a disqualification, breaking the maiden in the fourth career start. Now the offspring of Americane draws the rail in here, has good tactical speed, hopefully use that for good position up the backstretch, but in the opener on Saturday's Del Mar card, number one, Mongolian Empire. For a second, number three, Super Klaus going out for Victor Garcia, makes the third start since early February, comes off of a turf one-mile race, before then ran third at this level, going 6.5 at Santa Anita. And for third, number five, And Counting, first off the $30,000 claim, first off the maiden victory when scoring impressively as the 6-5 favorite, going 6 at Santa Anita. So in the opener at Del Mar on Saturday, 1-3. And five. On to the second half of the early daily double, we have optional claimers in for 62, or non-winners of two other than, or the third condition, which is non-winners of a race since November 1st, and three horses come in under the third allowance condition, the one, the two, and the five. My selections are 4-1-2. Flagstaff gets my top pick for John Sadler. Had only one start this year, was laid off from September 3rd until May 4th, and came back at San Diego going 6.5 in an entry-level allowance, was the 3-2 favorite off of that layoff and scored a victory, has subsequently worked out very well for John Sadler. Victor Espinoza back in the saddle for the offspring of Spicetown. Flagstaff in the second. For second, number one, American Anthem. This is a horse we saw at Saratoga two summers ago, in the Alan Jerkin Stakes, lost a practical joke on that afternoon. Had three starts last year, two this year. Last year at San Diego, won the 7 furlong San Carlos, then came down to Del Mar for the Bing Crosby, the grade one, and finished off the board. Makes it the third start of the year. First start since being the beaten favorite in the triple bend at San Anita. For third, number two, American Pastime. Here's a horse who got going for Bob Hess. So well, ran in the Breeders' Cup Sprint at Del Mar, then was laid off from November of 2017. Only had one race last year, folks. So in the last 20 months, this horse has had one start, a lot of talent. We'll see if Bob Hess can get American Pastime sharp this afternoon. 4-1-2 in Del Mar's second. On to the third race, sees us get to the Del Mar Turf for the first time. These are claimers in for a tag of $40,000. Racing a mile, 9-6-3. And we asked for early in the Del Mar meet, kicked off on Wednesday. But I like horses so far on the turf, a little off-the-pace type of running style. Number 9, Collins Avenue for Doug O'Neill and Flavian Pratt. They have displayed that type of running style previously. Claimed most recently for $40,000. Scored a victory at Belmont in the spring. Makes the California turf debut this afternoon. Number 9, Collins Avenue. For a second, number 6, King Charlie. Gary Studi sends out this runner versus winners for the first time after breaking the maiden in the 6th career start. But two races back, I thought put in a sharp effort. Maiden 50 going a mile on the turf at Santa Anita. Takes on winners in the turf this afternoon. And for third, number 3, Red Clem. Going out for Steve Sherman. Scored back-to-back victories in Northern California. One on the turf. One on the synthetic gets to Del Mar's turf for the first time on Saturday afternoon. 9-6-3 in Del Mar's third. And one of the two stakes that races on the day is race number 4, the premier local prep for the Pacific Classic. That is the grade 2 San Diego Handicap, a mile and the 16th. 6-1-2. My selections in this 6-horse field. And number 6 is Dr. Dora going out for Bob Baffert, owned by Natalie Baffert. His horse had only two starts this year. Last summer was runner-up to Catalina Cruiser, who we'll get to in a moment in this San Diego, then ran off the board in the Pacific Classic, didn't return to the races until March 30th in the San Carlos. Good off the bench, regress. Now we expect this offspring of Looking at Lucky to move forward in the third start of the year. And for second, the defending champion, number one, Catalina Cruiser. 2-for-2 lifetime at Del Mar, won this San Diego handicap last year by a pole, was a 6-to-5 favorite, has been the favorite in all six career starts. Only lost once, that was in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Came back at Belmont Park to win the True North to kick off the 2019 season. Clearly the horse to beat in here. Draws the rail, good advantageous post for the speedy offspring of Union Rags. For third, number two, Core Beliefs, going out for Peter Erton. Goes out for the 11th career start. They add blinkers back on this afternoon. 6-1-2 in this year's San Diego. On to the fifth race, we have three-year-old and up, Phillies and Mares, maiden special weights, going 6.5 on the dirt, 8-7-1. Blue Moonrise gets my top pick for Bob Baffert, has back-to-back second-place finishes in the three career starts, makes the Del Mar debut this afternoon, draws the outside position with strong early tactical speed. For second, number seven, John Sheriff's runner, debuted rather nicely May 27th, regressed going two turns at San Anita, now gets back to sprinting in one turn. From the rail, number one, Shocking Fast, owned by Three Chimneys Farms. Bob Baffert's runner was 5-2 in the debut on Independence Day at Los Alamitos. Finished third under Martin Garcia. He gets the call back for this offspring of Distorted Humor. 8-7-1 in Del Mar's fifth. On to the sixth, another one of our stakes races on the card. This is the listed stakes race, the Daisy Cutter Handicap. They're going 5 on the turf at Del Mar, and it's 5-1-4. Gliding By gets my top pick in here. Two starts since late February, including most recently sprinting 5 furlongs at San Diego, scoring the victory as the 9-to-5 favorite. Now gets into stakes company here. Won the sprinting debut. We'll see if it followed up here with Mario Gutierrez in the saddle. He was aboard this horse when winning going down the hill at about 6.5 at Santa Anita. For a second, from the rail, number one, Holly Hundy goes out after running poorly in the Honeymoon Stakes. That's 9 furlongs on the turf at Santa Anita. But previous to that, back-to-back victories going 5. This runner, this offspring of Yes, It's True, gets back to sprinting for Kent DeSormo. For third, number four, Painting Corners. Must have been a good pitcher. Peter Miller sends out this runner who previously had shown good form. Stayed in the off-the-turf Monrovia most recently. We're going to throw that out. But at Santa Anita, winning the misdirection, making every pole a winning one back in April under Joe Talamo. Fabian Pratt gets them out here. He won aboard Painting Corners last summer at Del Mar. So 5-1-4 in the sixth. On to the seventh race. We're going to have two-year-old Cowbreds maiden special weights going 5 furlongs. Field of 7, 5 of them are firsters. And the firster is my top pick. It's 7-4-1. Craig Lewis sends out Club Aspen, who gets my top pick. Draws the outside for this offspring of Clubhouse Ride. He'll get the call here. 7 listed workouts, including a sharp gate workout at Santa Anita. 2 back. I mentioned there are 2 veterans in this group. One of them is number 4, my second pick, Side Street Dave. Gary Sherlock's runner has 2 4.5 furlong sprint races at Santa Anita, including a second in the debut. And for third, making the fourth career start from the rail, Vegan. They add blinkers this afternoon. This horse has never been off the board, but folks, has already lost at 4-to-5 twice. 7-4-1 in Del Mar 7th. Our second graded stakes race on the card, the three-year-old racing out of Del Mar for Colts and for Phillies takes on a turf field to it, and the Phillies get their series underway on Saturday in the 1 mile Grade 2, San Clemente, 8, 9, and 6. And for golf fans and Pebble Beach, number 8, Stillwater Cove gets my top pick here for Wesley Ward and Victor Espinosa. Now, this is interesting about this runner is cross-entered at Saratoga over on Friday afternoon. We'll see what Wesley Ward has in mind. But this horse won on first asking at Keeneland, won at Saratoga in the Bolton Landing. This would be a route race for the second time in this runner's career, the offspring of Quality Road. But if he ships to California, I think Stillwater Cove could be very tough. If Stillwater Cove doesn't make it, number 9, Maxim Ray, who won the Senorita 2 races back. That's part of the springtime 3-year-old filly races in Southern California, and then was the beaten favorite going a mile and an eighth in the Honeymoon, but gets back to the 1-mile distance of the Senorita for a third, number 6. Overemphasized, Mike McCarthy's runner broke the maiden 3 races back, then ran well on an allowance company, and ran better than odds on June 1st in the aforementioned Honeymoon. This offspring of Overanalyzed cuts back to a mile and steps up to grade 3 company. 8.96 in this year's San Clemente. On to the 9 2-year-old fillies, maiden special weight, dashing 5 furlongs, 4.29 my selections. Number 4 is She's So Special. Peter Miller's offspring of Danzig makes the career debut. For second, number 2, Hail on Hoofs. Luis Mendez sends out this offspring of Street Boss, who had a very, very sharp workout last weekend for the debut, 34-2 handily at Del Mar. And for third, number 9, Lazy Daisy, goes out for Doug O'Neill, the career debut, 4.29 in Del Mar's 9th. And wrapping it up, we get back to the turf. This will be optional claimers in for 40, non-winners of one other than 3-year-olds and up on the turf at a mile, 10.58. My picks in here and overdue. Bill D'Amato's runner does draw a tough post position in here, but since beating, breaking the maiden, going 5 at Santa, has hit the board and been runner-up twice, going to 2-turn miles at Santa Anita. Now, this horse has not shown big early speed, so I think that Flavien Prat will have the gate is sprung open, should just work his way over to the rail to save some ground on the first turn and hopefully the second turn also. But number 10, overdue. For second, number 5, Battle of Memphis. Left the mark, Cassie Barn. Now Steve Maiotti has this runner. Broke its maiden at Gulfstream Park going a mile. Has had one good race versus winners. That was 2 back May 26th at Churchill Downs. This is an offspring of the brilliant Declaration of War. And for third, number 8, Simon Callahan sends out this runner coming off of some soft races at San Anita, but last year at Del Mar ran well twice, including a good effort in the La Jolla part of the 3-year-old series, 10-5-8 in Del Mar's finale.